inside most of us is a little child who is running the show of our relationships. And it's usually making everything about them. It's a little self-absorbed, a little pouty, or sometimes a little shut down. And until we're ready to see this part and acknowledge its suffering, it usually keeps wreaking havoc in our relationships. And let's be clear, this is not a bad part. It's just a young part. And it reacts instead of relates. It wants love and attention and reassurance. Or it just wants to like run away. But it's there and it's just keeps coming up. And the more that we acknowledge that it's here, the more that we pause and feel, and we call in our adult self, our higher self, to be here and say, I'm right here with you. I'm here to feel with you. I'm here to love you. You're not alone. We really call in that light and that presence to just be with that inner child. And until we really learn to do this consistently, it often is just like part of our relationships. And, you know, there are those people out there that they didn't have that kind of trauma in the childhood. They were very secure and they don't have that part. There are those people, but for most people have an inner child that needs to be integrated. And that's not just like an overnight process. It's a process that, you know, it's all part of learning to love ourselves fully, including those little young parts that are just didn't get the love in childhood that it really needed. So now we get to go back and be that stable, loving, strong, just I've got you, that wiser parent part for ourselves. Because let's face it, many people's parents just didn't know how to meet them emotionally. And, you know, that could have been gone on for generations, that our parents just didn't feel fully emotionally met, even if they really believed that they were, even if they feel that they got the love and attention, then still there are these parts that are still there and need to be integrated. So, you know, this part is often very little bit of a narcissist. Let's face it. Like a 2-year-old is a little narcissist. It wants what it wants. It doesn't care how anyone else feels. It's going to throw a tantrum. It's going to, you know, do what it wants to do without really understanding the impact on other people. It clings, it tests, it shuts down, it fights and argues, it demands. And underneath that part of ourselves is then another, usually younger part, the part that really got hurt and then created that defense system, that other part to protect it. Or it just realized that it was never going to get its truest needs met. So it realized that younger tantrumy or that sort of narcissistic part, it was there to protect it. It was like, yeah, that's a really good path to go down. I'm just going to take that on. So it's really important that we see all three of these parts. I mean, we have a lot of parts, let's face it. There's lots of parts of ourselves, but the ones that we're talking about here is the young you know, sad, sweet little part that like got hurt, wasn't getting emotionally met and felt alone. And then there's the part that out of that comes some more, I'm going to get what I want and I'm going to, you know, do whatever it takes to state my demands. And then there is, you know, our higher, wiser adult self that we have to learn to become. We have to learn to be that stable force for ourselves and just breathe into it and be with that younger child. And the more that we do this, the more integrated those all of our parts become. And it just becomes who we are. And of course, the greatest playground for all of this to play out is in our, all of our relationships, but in particular, the romantic relationships. But yeah, again, all of our relationships, I've been at a very intense, production for the past 10 days. And, you know, where it was a lot of time with people in small areas. I lived in a house with a lot of people and there was a lot of work. We were eating all of our meals with a lot of people and everyone was working hard. And so it was just this wonderful place to be able to say, like, see all of these parts that kind of come up. But, you know, when I can just see them, I can breathe and open in into my higher self, that higher wisdom, that infinite power. And just, yeah, it's there, but it doesn't, I don't have to believe in every, all its little stories. My energy can stay clear because it's not running the show. And so I noticed that there were also, you know, there were times when this was a lot of work. And there were times when people in the groups, it's like, yeah, you could just feel that something was frustrated, was needing attention or whatever it is. We all have these young parts, but just sort of like being with all of that in myself was a beautiful process. I was actually really grateful. It's like, yeah, this is showing me where those social anxiety, there's anxiety. Oh, does this person like me? Or are they mad at me? Or just the little thoughts that come and go. And I was just, you know, witnessing all of this and breathing and loving all of those parts of myself, just resting in that awareness as, I learned in Dzogchen Buddhism, resting in the awareness rather than like getting involved in all the stories. And so this can come out in all of our relationships and social situations with our families, but it can certainly come out, especially romantic relationships, but intimacy, you know, that's why this is just a playground to see, where do we need to love ourselves more? Where were we not loved the way that we needed? And it doesn't, it's not about blaming anyone. It is simply about seeing those, you know, being with all of that love and seeing where we didn't get the love that we really needed. Where did we lose our power? Where did we think that power needed to go from getting this reassurance outside or just like feeling scared of being in intimacy? So shutting down. So it's either that kind of grasping or shutting down or freezing. Where is this impacting our intimacy? It's such a wonderful thing to be asking all of ourselves is where do we see our relationships, all of our relationships being impacted because of this younger, unintegrated children that we still have running shows, especially when we get triggered, when we get close. And it's a beautiful process. And yeah, I think at some point it's good to realize that this is just part of what a lot of us have to do. I actually have an astrology transit that's lasting, I believe, until 2029. So this is like a big transit of Chiron squaring Venus. And it talks about over these next few years that this is, it's not like an everyday, oh, I'm doing this deep, heavy. It's more like it's coming out sometimes, memories of being a child. So when you have these feelings, when you notice those younger parts coming out, those triggers, those responses that come out in the body, I always like to, in addition to breathing and loving and resting that in that awareness, is also to see if there are any memories that are connected to it. And then going back to those younger parts and those memories. So I'm excited as I kind of got a glimpse of that in this retreat, because there was just so much energy all the time. This group of 70 people, very intense, and just seeing where those parts of myself come out, you know, quite often in groups, especially. I'm here for this, and this is the work that a lot of us are doing. And if you are doing that work, I am sending you so many blessings. I am the intimacy oracle, and I help people work through these spaces in themselves, because, you know, that's what we're all here doing. We're in this together. It's part of of building a new world, a world based on love and unity and community and true authentic soul level intimacy. I help people through my intimacy oracle readings and somatic therapy. I like to bring in astrology because it just helps so much. It's just so important for me and for a lot of people to just see, okay, where is it in our chart? In our transits, in our gene keys, that these parts that we can really see the pattern, the map of the pattern, and how we are evolving. Because we are evolving. If you see these parts of yourself and you are committed to doing that inner work, they will stop running the show of your life. That all of these patterns can absolutely be cleared. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, well, it's not going to be an overnight process, although it could be. But for most of us, it is a longer process of just continually coming back to our higher selves so that those places can more and more relax and just become there and not bother us and not run the show until they just finally release and relax. And we just get to live as our true authentic self. So sending all of you so many blessings on this journey of deeper intimacy with yourself, with others, in all sorts of types of relationships and with life itself.